first thing I want to establish is we put God first. But I'm strongly, and it's so vital to make sure that everyone knows that it's so important to partner with someone who's been in it longer than you.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland continue their partnership special today as they give us insight into God's blessing principles and share ways to bless others.
Now, what about this 30, 60, and 100? Would you like to have some insight into that? I'll tell you a situation and you can pick it up from there. Gloria and I went to a big store one time. Well, it was a Home Depot store. And she was going in there specifically for something, and I was just following her. But I like to, I like them kind of stores. I get over in the hardware part of it, and I roam around in there and usually find some tools or something that I like and look the looks of and probably never use again, but I like them, And I get home, I figure out something to use them on, So I like that kind of stuff. And so I enjoy them old big stores like that and that. And she's off doing her thing, whatever she came in there to get. And I'm just walking up and down the aisle. And as a fellow worked in there, came up to me and he said, "Whoa!" He said, "You Kenneth Copeland?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "I want you to know I appreciate your ministry, brother." And he shook my hand and we stood there and laughed at one another, smiled a little bit. Very nice man, very personable man. And he began to talk to me, and come to find out now, this man really had a broken heart. He was a preacher, anointed one, in the ministry for years. And through some very, very disappointing situations and some other, quote, brethren and so forth, had stripped him financially. And it's just almost like they just cut him up and left him for dead. He wound up out of the ministry, broke. And the man had been at one time, doing very well. And just wound up he wound up on a preacher's junk heap somewhere. Mm-hmm. No hope. Didn't see how he could ever stand in the pulpit again. And man, I could hear it in his heart. My God, I mean, that's where his life was. And his whole anointing life is just bleeding out of him. Well, man, my heart went out to him. And he is busy, and I told him, I said, I didn't come in here. I just came in here following Glory. I really wasn't looking for anything, and I don't want to tie you up. And he hadn't been working in there very long. And so we prayed together. Well, somebody said something to him, and he walked away. And so I'm still just praying in the Spirit about him. And the Lord said, now, you go back around there and you wait till he gets through and then you say this to him and you do this and you give him this. So I had specific instructions there with him. So I did that. I obeyed him. I obeyed the Lord. Man, he was so blessed. I mean, it just thrilled him. Well, I stood there for a moment, and just for a few moments, and just ministered to him the word of faith and the blessing of the Lord, and I'm sowing into you now. I want you to believe God. I said, you're not done, dear me, man. You're not through. God don't ever change. The same anointing's in you that ever was. And just build him up and talk to him there a little. Well, now, his production spiritually at that point is zero. I was literally sowing into the poor and the brokenhearted. Huh? Now, if I stay in my mainstream and I keep that strong and I don't care what happens to the economy, I don't care what happens to anything else, two things I'm going to do, I'm going to tithe and I'm going to take care of my mainstream assignment here. Amen. Now, the production from that mainstream assignment that I have will provide more assets for me to be able to develop him. And which the Lord instructed me to do. So I began, you know, just feed the word to him and that kind of thing. Well, make a long story short and sweet, praise God. Now, that man's not only back in the ministry, he is a part of Eagle Mountain International Church. His ministry, man, I'm telling you, it is more than worth sowing into. But now, over a period of time, it started out, he wasn't worth much. I was just helping this guy get out of the ditch, you know. But what am I doing? I'm developing some ground that had thorns in it before. But now I've cultivated that and got the thorns out of there, and now I've got something added to my mainstream here. Huh? And it got to where he was producing 30-fold, and then he produced some 60-fold, and now he's a good 100-fold source. Amen. Are you following what I'm saying? See, that's all part of this system. So, and there's a lot of ramifications to this. My goodness, we could be here for weeks now. Couldn't cover all of those things. But I can give you the bottom line. Luke 10. You remember over there it said, and this one had no root? And then Jesus went into the explanation of that, and he said, these are they where the word was sown and had no root in themselves. Satan came immediately and stole the word. Well, if you go to Ephesians 3, we're supposed to be rooted and grounded in love. Well, what about that person over there that for a while had no root and were not grounded? And Satan kept stealing from them, but they get into some meetings like this. They get into a church that's vibrant and strong and powerful, and that church becomes your mainstream. I mean, man, you are moving in that church. Well, you become rooted and grounded in love. He ain't going to steal it from you anymore, and you become a good investment. And that's what you want to be.
Amen.
I'm not just looking for good ground to sow in. My first job is to see to it that I am good ground. Not only for God to sow in, but for my partners to sow in. And anybody else. I have to be blessing minded. Any good thing any man does, the same shall he receive of the Lord. Amen. Now, how do you be blessing minded? Well, you get into a frame and a way of thinking so that you change your thoughts. You forsake the old me all the time thought, and you get into blessing thought. How can I be a blessing here? You're continuously sowing. You're sowing into somebody's prosperity. You're sowing into their blessing. Jesus said, anytime you come into a house, you release your peace or your blessing on that household. You release it. Now, they may not receive it. It may just bounce right back to you. But you obeyed and you sowed. You're a continual sower. Now, in that process, you're going to find people like my good buddy in the Home Depot store. Amen. You're going to find diamonds in the rough, and God will use you to develop them, praise God. And he'll keep you supplied all the time. Don't be worried about the price of gasoline. Just be looking for a chance to buy somebody some gas. It may not be much. You may not be able to even buy the whole tank. Buy a little.
Amen. That's very
by a little. Yes. Help somebody all the time. Yes. Amen. Yes. Jerry and I walked out of a Holiday Inn one night, and there were two old boys right outside the door, and I knew, and he did too, when we saw him. There's a couple of cons, man. I mean, and he's there, and I knew he's going to hit me up, and I looked at Jerry. He looked at me, and both of us kind of smiling. We picked up on these two guys' routine before they ever said anything. And so I walked by this guy. He said, "Hey," and he reached in his pocket, and he got this ring, man. And I'm thinking, boy, I was born at night, but it wasn't last night. You know? I mean, I've been on the street myself, Jack. But I didn't say nothing. You know, I just stood there like you know, old Abe from down yonder. And I listened to his story. And I went into my pocket, you know, got my money clip out, and of course his eyes in, he's getting. So I flipped through a few bills here and pulled out a good one. And instead of just handing it to him, I had the bill in his left hand, and I went like that. He reached over there to get it. I caught his hand. And I said, "Now, Father, in the name of Jesus." And he starts tugging, see? And I wouldn't let him go. And the more he tugged, I say nothing bad. The more he tugged, I just come down on him a little bit more, you know, and pulled him up in here a little closer. And I began to pray. And I wasn't praying quiet. I'm standing right in the door of the Holiday Inn, man. And he can just see them security guards coming out there and you know, dragging him away. But I'm just standing there praying. I'm blessing this guy. I am blessing him in the name of Jesus. And when I got through, then I slapped that bill in his hand. I said, "Jesus told me to give this to you." And he said, "Well, here." I said, "I don't want your old con ring, man. What I want with that?" I said, "I'm sowing seed into you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth." Amen. Well, he just stood there like, he didn't know what hit him. Well, when you leave there, then you pray, "Lord, your word never returns void." He heard me pray. And he ain't going to get a wink of sleep until he acts on it. I mean, hold his feet in the fire. He don't know what's happening to him. But see, on the other hand, his mama, his sister, his wife, somebody praying for him and got him connected. See? Amen. And sometimes, you know, a lot of times, you just pull him up and say, "Hey, it's time you got saved, Jack. You running around like a fool. It's time you give your life to the Lord."
Part of what we're going to do in heaven is get to meet all these people that we were a part of and have somebody you don't know come up and say, "Oh, thank you, Brother Jim, for praying for me back so-and-so or supporting the ministry that helped get us saved." And it's just going to be the biggest party ever.
It was easy to understand and follow, and he ministered to me, and I accepted the Lord just watching television.
Well, it brings tears to our eyes to see the lives that are changed. And just to be able to sow into that and be a part of something bigger than ourselves through this ministry has always been so fulfilling to us.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries was established in 1967. Since then, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have remained faithful to the call of God to preach the uncompromised Word of God to the nations, from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. Over the past 42 years, over 66.5 million people have made Jesus their personal Lord and Savior through this ministry and others that we support. Thank you, partners, for being a part of this tremendous miracle and helping us declare that Jesus is Lord. Surely the Lord God does nothing unless He reveals His secret counsel to His servants, the prophets. Since biblical times, God has chosen His prophets to proclaim things to come, protect His people, and often change the course of history. For over four decades, Kenneth Copeland has been obedient to hear the voice of God and boldly proclaim God's message of love, protection, and preparation to the church. Amid the oppression of the Cold War and the iron grip of communism in Berlin, Kenneth Copeland spoke of a time when the barrier to freedom would be crushed and the wall would fall. then-President Ronald Reagan, speaking from the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin, issued a challenge to Soviet Premier Mikhail Gorbachev.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Almost a decade later, Kenneth Copeland delivered a series of prophecies that would affect Nigeria, the United States, and nations around the world.
They have tried to squelch my move that I started in Nigeria a number of years ago. And I'm not going to put up with it, saith the Lord. No, they can't stop me.
Millions upon millions came to meetings across Nigeria, resulting in unprecedented salvations, healings, and miracles. But Nigeria would not be the only nation to see radical changes.
And just as the spirit of communism fell, just as this beast of Nazism fell, just as the beast and the horror of fascism fell, the spirit of Islam is doomed. I see it. It's a spiritual tsunami coming on those islands, all over the Caribbean, everywhere, all over it.
Change was in God's plan as this word came for the United States of America.
But I'm changing. I'm going to change things in this next election too, saith the Lord. I'm going to make some big changes.
In the closest election since 1876, and after court challenges reaching all the way to the highest court in the land, the Supreme Court, George W. Bush was declared the 43rd President of the United States. He was also preparing his church for the future and the glory.
A giant is asleep in the earth. A giant with the power to change the earth for 1,000 years is asleep in the earth. My body. Well, it's time to wake up and take your place and go forth.
The whole earth will be filled with my glory. My glory will be felt from the bottom of the sea to the highest mountains on the earth. My glory is here. Partners have always been close to the hearts of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Now, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has launched Engaging in Partnership. We're here for you, new partner package. This partner resource notebook is a go-to place for partnership materials. Inside, partners will find a welcome letter from Kenneth Copeland and two Covenant Partner cards for 10% discounts on KCM products at conventions and victory campaigns. Section dividers provide a place for all the materials partners receive. This ideal filing system has room for information on partner letters, worldwide offices, giving receipts, and notes. Also included is a DVD ministry report, a CD of scriptural promises, and a second CD on the anointing of partnership. Partners with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland share the same vision, agree in prayer, and reap eternal rewards. Together, they are taking the Word of God and the voice of victory from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. To become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries and receive your We're Here For You new partner package, call our toll-free number at 800-600-7395 or write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas 76192. For faster delivery, please use our website at kcm.org. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland desire that you find the answers you need in God's Word and live a victorious life. Joined together as one, we can make a difference.
I'm Pastor Chuck Battaglia, and this is my beautiful wife, Pastor Amy Battaglia. We're from the city of Orange, the Brand New Life Christian Center. And the most exciting thing is we're partners with Kenneth Copeland's ministry.
Well, Pastor Chuck, tell me a little bit about your life. Were you born and raised to be a pastor? Did you know 30 years ago this is where you'd be today?
No. I was an entertainer. I met Pastor Amy, and we decided that we needed to go and get back into church. At that time, she was a cocktail waitress. And we went back into church, and I was born again. Got married, saved, and we started to do praise and worship. I started to do praise and worship. She actually said we're getting in the children's ministry.
Yeah, I said it was awesome that I did that because, and even though I didn't know a lot yet, it made me learn. I had to know, those kids had so many questions, and I had to know how to answer those questions, so that made me study the Bible. That's how I got my start.
That's awesome. And then you're doing praise and worship.
Praise and worship. In the meantime, studying under Kenneth Hagin, reading all his books, and then moving on toward Brother Copeland, getting his books. So really getting into the Word of Faith.
Did things begin to change in your lives personally?
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I mean, the Word of Faith compared to just the Word was a total different experience in our life. So the first thing I want to establish is we put God first. But I'm strongly, and it's so vital to make sure that everyone knows that it's so important to partner with someone who's been in it longer than you. And that's why we chose Kenneth Copeland, because he's honest and he's real. And all the things he said, we related it to our life. It made the Word work. In other words, we always had the Word. I grew up as in the Bible, but it never worked until we partnered and saw it working for someone else. And we've had healings. My son, who was at his birth pronounced dead, I almost lost her at that time.
I had had a previous cesarean section, and I tried to go natural with my second son, and my uterus ruptured, which caused, the baby wasn't able to breathe. So they rushed me in, they did an emergency C-section, but they put me out. But they couldn't stop the bleeding in me. And they told my husband that, he's going to have to sign all these papers, and he was going to, they brought my parents were there. They brought them in the room, the dreaded room where they tell you the bad news.
So I went into another little room right off to the left, and I just got down on my knees and I began to pray. And I began to pray and speak the Word and called my pastor. And the pastor said, "Well, is it a boy or a girl?" And I said, "They said it's dead." And he said, "We don't speak death, you speak life." And I said, "Amen." And I hung that phone up, and I took it from there as far as what I learned from Kenneth Copeland then and Kenneth Hagin. And I just said, "Look, devil, you're not gonna steal this baby." Well, at that time, I heard them say, "We lost the baby and we're losing the wife."
And he knew his authority, and he said, "No, I won't receive that, and I'm not gonna sign any papers." And he started praying. He said, "Life be in my son Charlie." And the doctors were just about to do a tracheotomy on Charlie, and he started breathing.
And then I said, "How's my wife?" And they were still working on her. And finally, within about 15 minutes, the doctor came, and he was sweating and crying. And he said, "You know what? They're both fine." So I said, "All right, great." So about an hour later, I'm walking up the hallway, and the doctor met me, and he said, "Oh, you have a beautiful son." He said, "But I got to warn you, he's going to stay blue." And he said, "And he's not going to eat, digest this food right, and it's gonna just be a long road." So I said, "All right." So I went home, left her there, left my son there, got home refreshed, and I was gonna go back. And I sat in my living room, and I said, "You know what, Lord? I always, my favorite song, 'The Way,' the one that opens the Believer's Voice of the I listen, and I'm thinking, I'm not going to have a blue son, number one. And number two, he's going to eat. And it was 4:30 in the morning. They called my house, and they said, "Chuck?" And I said, "Yeah." She said, your son ate. Your son ate. And the blueness on his feet are as pink as the baby next to him. And I wanted to cry and say, I said, "I know." And I had to be tough, like Kenneth Copeland. "I know," and hung up the phone and just screamed and ran around the house.
My son, Charlie, he's now in the third grade, and he gets straight A's. I mean, he has no learning disabilities, no ramifications from that, because, it's all God and the power of the Lord.
And you'll ask him, "Who's your partner?" And he'll say, "Kenneth Copeland."
Yeah.
He will.
Yeah.
He does. He gets his iPod. And all the other kids got all these things downloaded on their iPod. And every morning, he'll come, "Dad, I want to download the new Kenneth Copeland." At night when he's sleeping, I have to go in the bedroom and tell him, "That's enough, go to bed." And why? He's in his bed. The blessing is working. And he's eight.
And my daughter down the hall, "Charlie,
we know the blessing is working."
But I mean, that's what you get when you imitate and partner with the modern day prophets. It's fun.
people need to partner with them and understand the tremendous results of the conventions and the show and the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine, because it changed our life. It really has changed our life.
Charlie don't want to go to sleep. He's in the blessing. Yeah, it is. Now, I was thinking about, as we watched that, this is available to anybody. But Gloria, that's not what Amy and Chuck did there, and what he did to stand in the gap for his family. That's available to anybody, but you won't do it if you don't know how. And knowing how, everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby. That was not little baby Christianity. That is full-grown, stand-in-the-gap kind of thing that comes from the Word of God and going from religion to the real thing, the reality of righteousness and who you are in Christ Jesus and so forth and so on.
And it gets results.
Yeah, it gets results. But the point is here, that's what this ministry is all about. And that's what your partnership means to Jesus and to the body of Christ, because that's what we're called
that's
to
right.
do. And without that, I mean, I know good and well there's been times I just got beat at it. I just got whipped. I didn't know enough. I didn't know what I was doing. And I was doing things that were actually canceling out my own faith and everything else till I got in the Word and began to find out how God prescribed this thing. And it, when you do that, do it His way, it works all the time.
You became a disciple,
yeah.
a learner.
Now, if you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, this is where it all begins. All of this is in Him. So just simply pray this. Oh, God in heaven.
Oh, God in heaven.
I believe with all my heart.
I believe with all my heart.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Jesus has been raised from the dead.
Come into my heart, please.
Come into my heart.
I receive you as my Savior.
I receive you as my Savior.
I repent of sin.
I repent of sin.
I renounce the past.
I renounce the past.
The devil and everything he stands for.
The devil and everything he stands for.
Jesus is my Lord.
Jesus is my Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I give the Lord praise
yes,
for it.
Lord,
let us know that
you
prayed with us. And I want to send you these five little books and a little brochure about how to study your Bible. Get you started on that. Get you on your way, praise God, to great victory in Christ Jesus. God bless you, each and every one of you. I'll tell you what, thank you so much for
yes.
being our partners. And remember,
Jesus is Lord.
If you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life today, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the family of God. They've put together a 5-book package to help you get started learning your Bible and understanding who you are in Christ Jesus. For faster processing, order your salvation package through our website at kcm.org. Take hold of the promises of God and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll see you on the next Believer's Voice of Victory.